The governor's budget calls the Historical Society's cut a 5% budget reduction, but the society says its costs are higher than most agencies because it owns its own buildings. Accounting for that, it says the cut amounts to more like 15%, which it says is more than any other agency doing similar activities. But Governor Doyle's press secretary, Dan Lystico, dismisses that claim.
You can look at the numbers in a lot of different ways to make the cuts look larger or smaller. And the fact is that the governor's budget does set priorities and it does cut more deeply in some agencies than others, given the choice between making some cuts at the Historical Society and devastating education or kicking people off of health care coverage. It's a pretty easy choice.
The Democratic governor also wants state agencies to cut certain numbers of full-time positions, 30 from the Historical Society. That's about a fifth of its workforce. The society wishes it could save money by losing other costs, like part-time positions, instead of having to lay off people whose expertise, it says, may be irreplaceable. A prominent Republican agrees the governor's requirement that agencies cut jobs and money might not make sense. Dean Cofford is the assembly co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
I think I'm going to have to ask the administration what the correlation was between the positions and the dollars. Clearly, my preference would be probably to just give them a target to shoot for on the dollars and then let them make the decisions, because they're probably more adequately equipped and have a better sense of where they should go.
The director of the Historical Society agrees with the governor that every agency should make cuts to help balance the budget. But Bob Thomasgard says that's not the issue.
I think the concern that probably all agencies and certainly the society has is, will the reductions do some kind of permanent damage that we wouldn't be able to recover from?
In addition to losing staff expertise, Thomasgard says the society will have to keep cutting back on collecting documents and artifacts for future history work. But he admits collecting will probably still go on, just be reduced. To try to boost the case for the importance of history in a time of fiscal worries, Ken Burns, the creator of PBS documentaries about the Civil War, baseball, jazz, and other subjects, has written letters in support of the Historical Society. Burns believes history, and the Wisconsin Historical Society in particular, are more important to American life than people sometimes realize.
I think it's a mistake when people look at an archive and say, oh, it's just filled with dusty stuff. What kind of relevance does it have to me? You know, every time we make a historical act, every time we visit an archive, every time we employ the evidence of the past, we're helping to describe ourselves. We're finding out what we're drawn to, what we're interested, how we need to be transformed, and therefore what kind of future we want to have.
Burns calls the Wisconsin Historical Society a national treasure. He guesses he's used it about a half dozen times for his documentaries.
Certainly Civil War, certainly baseball. I can't remember whether we did on jazz, but you know, it's one of the stations of the cross. You know, it's where you go.
Even so, Governor Doyle's office says the people of Wisconsin need other services first. And so far, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee has further reduced Doyle's allotments for groups similar to the Historical Society, some museums and educational institutions. The committee is so far putting a priority instead on steps Republicans say will help businesses, like road building. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.